Saucers, and welcome back to the HES Character Crew podcast. The goal of the podcast is to do a recap of our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about honesty.
Oh, thanks for that great introduction, Bo. Okay, well, we have a whole new group of co-hosts here, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. They're going to each say their name and tell us one reason someone might not want to be honest. All right, we are going to start right over here with Graham and go around the table. All right, tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Graham, and one reason they might not want to be honest is because they might take something away from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
Hi, my name is Azzy, and one reason they might not tell the truth is because they might get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
Hi, my name is Emmett, and one reason they might not want to be honest is because they want to do something really bad.
Okay, next.
Hi, my name is Bo, and one reason they won't be honest is because maybe they did something really bad.
Hi, my name is Elle. One reason somebody might not be honest if their parents might ground them if they tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Imani. One reason they might not want to be honest is because they might be scared.
Uh-huh. Hi, my name is Aiden. And one way they might not tell the truth is might be honest is to get you more in trouble.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, all these things that we've said around the table are reasons that sometimes we're scared to be honest. But we've talked in Wheel and probably talked with your teachers. It's better to tell the truth and have some consequences than get in trouble two times, right? One for lying and then for whatever it was, right? So, you know, being honest really takes some muscles. And you guys have all those muscles. Okay. Well, now that you know who we have in the studio today, I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Okay, let's take a second to review the definition of honesty. All right, everybody. Honesty is
being truthful in what you say and do.
Elle, take it away.
This year, each of our character words are divided up into three themes: be kind, be strong, and be well. We have all been faced with decisions about being honest. People are usually tempted to lie when they feel like they will get in trouble. There is something they don't want to do, or when there is something they really want. Honesty is practicing being truthful even in hard situations.
Okay, thank you. Let's take a moment to hear what each grade has been learning about honesty this month. Azzy, let's hear what fourth graders have been learning about.
What we believe about ourselves influences our well-being. This month, fourth grade students focus on positive self-talk, which is the ability to notice unhelpful thoughts, turn them into more helpful thoughts. They also use the emotion elements to identify how they feel.
Mm-hmm. Aiden.
Sharing how we feel with others is a way to advocate for ourselves. This month, third grade students practice sharing their emotions and expressing what they need. Students use the emotion elements to name their emotions and I statements to communicate with others when facing a challenging situation.
Mm-hmm. Emmett, let's hear about second graders.
It's important to be able to understand and manage our emotions. This month, second graders use the emotion elements to name their emotions and practice applying strategies to regulate their emotions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Graham, let's hear about first grade.
Understanding how we are feeling helps us build self-awareness. This month, first grader students worked on emotion awareness by using the emotion elements. They also used body cues to help them accurately identify their emotions.
All right, Bo, wrap it up for us. What's kindergarten been learning about?
Kindergarten worked on naming our emotions. Naming emotions is an important part of expressing ourselves and practicing honesty. This month, kindergarten students focused on identifying their emotions using the emotions, elements, Bree, Brooke, Amber, and Tara.
Yeah, thank you very much. Like, our whole school has been talking about Bree and Brooks and Amber and Tara. Those are little characters that help with all of our emotions. Okay, today we have something a little bit different. This group is going to do a reader's theater for you, and it's titled Honesty. This short skit was written by Nikki Ohms from the Charismatic Counselor blog. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
The character trait we are learning about today is honesty. We have a skit for you. Lights, camera, action.
Hey, you're looking a little bit down today.
I agree. Are you having a bad day?
I suppose you could say that. My mom got upset with me and told me I need to start being more honest.
Why would she say that? Did you lie about something?
I guess so. When I got home from school yesterday, she asked me if I had any homework. I told her no, even though I really did, because I really wanted to go play outside before it got dark.
Oh, so how did she find out that you weren't telling the truth?
She found me in my bedroom after dinner trying to finish my math homework. She wasn't too happy with me. I feel like I let her down.
You know, I could be more honest too. Last week, I promised my mom that I would clean my room before she got home from work. I was having so much fun playing my new video game that I didn't do it. She was disappointed with me. I don't like disappointing my parents.
I have a question, guys. Do you think part of being honest is admitting when you make a mistake?
Absolutely.
Oh no, I guess I have some explaining to do when I get home then.
What happened?
I found a $5 bill on the kitchen floor. I decided to keep it, so I put it in my pocket and didn't say anything.
So if you want to be honest, what do you think you should do?
I probably should give the money to Mom and tell her I'm sorry. It wasn't my money to keep.
I think that is what you need to do. Your mom might be upset at first, but she will appreciate that you decided to tell her the truth. That is the right thing to do.
Okay, I will tell her when I get home. Thanks for your help. I think I will feel better once I tell her. Right now, I just feel guilty.
I think we all learned a big lesson today. We realize how important it is to be honest. When we are honest, then people will trust us. We won't disappoint others like our friends, parents, and teachers. We will feel better about ourselves.
You're right. I'm really glad that we talked about this honesty stuff.
Me too. Hey, we better get to class, guys. We learned one lesson about being honest, but we still have a full day of lessons in science and social studies and reading and math. And wow, is it Friday yet?
Honesty is the way to go.
Well, let's give our readers a round of applause. Wow, this has been a great talk about honesty. And as always, we want to leave you with a smile. On that note, it is time for some jokes. Some Valentine's Day jokes, since we just had Valentine's Day this week. All right, we're going to start with Amani.
What did the squirrel say to his mate?
What?
I'm nuts about you.
That's a good one. All right, Aiden, what's yours?
What did the kitten say on Valentine's Day?
What did the kitten say on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, purr.
Are you doing purrs? Perfect. Shit. Yeah, that's a tricky one, isn't it? All right. Elle, your turn.
Why didn't the skeleton want to celebrate Valentine's Day?
Why?
His heart wasn't in it.
That's funny. Tee-hee. Yeah, that is a funny one. Okay, Bo.
What did the dustpan say to the broom?
What?
You swept me off my feet.
Aw, you swept me off my feet. Okay, Emmett, what's yours?
What do you write in a slug's Valentine's card?
Oh, what?
Be my Valentine.
My Valentine, since it's a slug. All right, okay. Graham, are you ready for yours?
What do you call a duck that robs a bank?
What do you call a duck that robs a bank?
A robber ducky.
A robber ducky. Okay, and Azzy, will you wrap this up for us?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow says.
Cow says who?
Noah, cow says moo.
Ah, you got it. Well, I promised that we once again would give a little time for some shout outs. Okay, we're going to go around the table, and how about let's start with Emmett.
I would like to give a shout out to my dad for always pushing me to be where I am.
Mm-hmm. Bo.
I'd like to give a shout out to my NYB team for winning their first tournament.
Nice.
I want to give a shout out to my dad for helping me practice my basketball.
Oh, thanks, Elle. Okay, Imani.
I want to give a shout out to my sister in second grade.
Aiden.
I'd like to give a shout out to my papa.
Okay, Graham.
I'd like to give a shout out to my parents.
Okay, Azzy, wrap it up.
I'd like to give a shout out to my cousin in second grade.
Oh, and there you have it, folks. That's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will be back next month with new co-hosts to talk about our new word. Does anybody know what it is? Have I told you yet? It's cooperation. All right.